Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. I am your honored host. It's a pleasure to be with you once again. And we feel we have a worthwhile broadcast for your time. And we know your time is valuable. So good that you joined us. Dean Ryan from Real Deal Media. I talked about a variety of things. I watched one of his recent videos. He's talking about human trafficking a lot, just all across the board, current events. He has interesting takes on it. He said something really fascinating about human trafficking that I had to raise my eyebrows. I'm like, what? And I'm going to ask him about it.
Yeah, do it.
And we'll see. I mean, it seemed kind of far out, but hey, let's, hey, everything's.
With these sick people, nothing's far out.
Well, I'll ask him when he comes. So Dean Ryan's going to be here from Real Deal Media in about an hour. We got news before that. Of course, Uncle Kevin riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
It is. Was your weekend good?
It was absolutely wonderful. I took some time and watched some movies. So I was in heaven.
Well, it's a big week because isn't it this Thursday, right?
It's Thursday, yeah.
September 3rd, so the third.
Second hour.
Do you believe it's the last day of the month?
No. I mean, this summer went by in a snap.
So the 3rd of next month, which is in 3-4 days.
3-4 days, yeah.
You're going to be on with George, right? George Front?
George Front, yeah. It was pretty cool finding out somebody else who likes movies almost as much as I do.
I don't know of anybody that I mean, Robert Osborne's dead.
Yeah, so. He's
the guy from Turner Classic Movies,
the host.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the host.
That always describes the movies.
Yeah.
You don't know who that is. So you're going to be on this week, so people should be aware of that and go talk about movies.
Talk about movies.
Yeah. Pretty exciting, huh?
Pretty exciting. It's going to be good. And he seems like, I haven't talked to him more than 5 minutes. You know, he's a really busy guy. Oh, my gosh.
George is a fascinating. George, we really appreciate everything he does and be involved.
But he seems like he's very knowledgeable, so it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing what Canuck likes in movies. You know,
the Canadian.
Yeah, they got a different slant on it.
Well, I'm interested to see how you doing with somebody else. Maybe he'll have better luck.
With you there. Better luck.
Maybe.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
Dan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I switched ship.
Me and George are like this.
Yeah, we're doing the show now.
Yeah.
Let's get to the news. Huge story out of Germany. I don't know if you've seen these pictures. This is fantastic news. Tens of thousands of Germans rise up against Bill Gates and Big Pharma in Berlin. News punch. Germans are rising up against Bill Gates. This little side note, Bill Gates is starting to become an anathema. I don't even know how to pronounce that word.
Anathema.
In the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he's starting to become a virus. People
see him.
Hasn't flipped yet.
Cringe.
But they starting to. And if you listen to his quotes about population control, reproductive health, and vaccines. I mean, he's went out and said this. He said about the chip, about the vaccines, about all this, the money that he's invested, the la-la-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
He is a just demon.
Demon.
That's my feeling. I've done some research on him, allegedly. That's my feeling, is he is acting in a demonic way in some of these things that he's doing.
Yeah.
It's time that these people get tagged with exactly what they are.
Mm-hmm. And he stopped, he's doing the animal trials too, and that's against the Nuremberg,
the result of it. Geneva Convention.
Geneva Convention.
Germans are rising up against Bill Gates, demanding humanity wake up and reject the self-styled, quote, world health dictator, as well as corrupt big pharma and the elite who are driving the world towards global totalitarianism and slavery. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke to an enormous crowd in Berlin over the weekend, tens of thousands of Germans. Some were saying there was up to 1 million in the whole area for the whole, you know, like the biggest crowd ever.
It's everywhere. It's all across the world. These people are standing up. It's excellent.
John Kennedy Jr. referred to Bill Gates as a, quote, biosecurity agenda, the rise of authoritarian surveillance state, and Big Pharma sponsored coup d'etat against liberal democracy. We have a republic.
Well,
Robert,
he's a Democrat.
praise for the huge Berlin crowd for being on the front line of the fight against global totalitarianism. Quote, 50 years ago, my uncle, JFK, came to the city. He came to this land because Berlin was the front line against global totalitarianism. And today, again, Berlin is a front line, said Kenny Jr. to a roar of approval from the crowd. Ich bin ein Berliner. That's what JFK said. 63.
And so did Marlene Dietrich, too, said the same thing.
Ich bin ein Berliner?
Yeah.
Is that where he got it from? Or
probably,
she said it after?
Probably. She said that in a movie. Yeah.
I am a Berliner.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is big news. This is
huge news.
Especially this show. Sometimes I'll make it personal. Sometimes I get a little America-centric, and rightly so for the most part, you know, the audience. But we have audience outside of the United States. The pulse of liberty in the future is certainly America-centered to me. Liberty will live or die in the United States. That's my feeling, at least right now.
Yeah.
What we have known, the Declaration of Independence. But having said that, people all over the world have done some amazing things that would make I'm envious of, and America should be envious of.
America should be this far. And we're starting to wake up, but we're not as far as having millions of people in the streets. That's what we need here, millions of people in the streets.
I have nothing but admiration and just real happiness within my soul to see these Germans. If you've seen any of the pictures on the streets, I think that a mandatory vaccine, a mandatory COVID vaccine, is a non-starter in the United States. That's my belief.
Yeah, I agree.
I believe now they may try to trick it. Well, you can't work in the health field. They may try to skirt around it so it's not so direct. Some sort of direct mandate where they are directly forcing people in a large measure, you know, house to house, whatever. I think it's a non-starter. It's a non-issue. It's going to get people killed.
It's going to get people killed. Yeah, you are absolutely right.
And most of those killed will be the ones trying to give the vaccine.
Yes. They're going to be hunted down and killed.
And I believe that 100%. I hope that 100% that not that people die. I hope that we don't accept what I'm trying to say. Right. I hope that we don't accept
But if they start stopping cars and pulling people out and mandatory giving it to them against their will, people will get killed.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Have you seen the story? I don't know, in the news about Hawaii.
They're stopping. They're stopping them on the road, making them have a mandatory vaccine before you can go.
No, test.
Oh, test. That's right.
COVID test. COVID test. Whether it's positive. You have instant results? What? I mean, this is insane.
Mm-hmm.
The Bill of Rights applies.
Yeah.
You have no right. You have every legal, natural, everything on your side to resist such tyranny.
Yes.
They have no right to pull you over and say you're going to take a medical test.
Right.
They can say that. They can say whatever. They can say black people aren't human. They can say green is purple. They can say Mars is made of cheese. They can say whatever they want. That doesn't make it so.
I agree.
So, are you sovereign or not?
Yeah, of course we are.
Are you right? Are you endowed by your creator or not? Is the Bill of Rights matter or does it not? Is it the law or isn't it? And the rubber's meeting the road.
It has to.
And so, you want to lift this curse off this country? Then at some point, these things need to matter. Conviction needs to matter.
Yep.
Like Daniel Esselin asked several times, for what purpose are you alive and for what would you give that life?
That's an awful good statement.
It's an awful big question.
Yep. And I loved it when he said about those people who are getting paid. Yeah, they'll pay to riot. They'll pay to go to jail, but they
won't give their life.
They will not give their life, so they will not win the revolution.
I am. I've been a lot more aggressive on some of the things I've said. The people who think, well, this is the law, this is that, they don't know the law. They don't know their butthole from their elbow.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would use stronger words, but I'm trying to quit. I'm trying to be a better host.
Yeah, there you go.
They don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know what they're talking about, and we can stand on the Constitution.
And the Bill of Rights.
And the Bill of Rights, and they have...
And natural law. And stand on God.
Yeah.
In the name of God Almighty. Mm-hmm. In the name of the Lord God of hosts. In the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I curse you to, from the foot of your toes to the head of your head, to the top of your head, I curse you. I curse you. I curse you. all those who are medically tyrannizing these people and do it with malicious intent, I curse you in the pit that you have dug for America, you will fall into. And that angels will come around the people of God, the people of America, who believe in truth, who believe in freedom, who want to live a free life, who want to walk around without this harassment. I bless them. And that if there is power in America anymore, if God has not abandoned America, that he will come now and hear our plea. And I curse you all. Bill Gates, I curse you in the name of God Almighty. I curse you from your toes to your head. Everything about you, every word that comes out of your mouth as you have sought to enslave people, God now seeks to enslave you. And the God of heaven will chase you. As you have chased America, if you have chased our souls, if you have chased our children, if you have hurt us, God will now chase you. And I declare in the name of God Almighty, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. I concur with every word you say, and everybody who's listening to it concur to if you believe the same, concur to what Danny says. It'll make it more powerful.
This week, CDC quietly updated COVID-19 numbers. Only 9,200 Americans died from COVID alone. COVID-19 alone.
Yeah.
9,000 Americans died from COVID alone. This is the CDC. This is the CDC statistics. This is not this show coming up with this.
Nope.
Is the CDC statistics telling you this.
Yeah. And what was it up before? Do you know what it was?
183,000.
Yeah.
They're saying it is.
Yeah. I heard it was. Like,
that's using their numbers, which are
ridiculous.
Suspect at best.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. So let's get this straight. Based on the recommendation of Dr. Fauci and Birx, the U.S. shut down the entire economy based on 9,000 American deaths due entirely to the China coronavirus. Let that waft over you.
Yeah.
Let that sink in.
And I bet you 10 times the people died because of the shutdown. 10 times more people died because of the shutdown.
We are first to report that the director general of WHO earlier this year set off a panic with his highly flawed statement. While many people globally have built up immunity to seasonal flu strains, COVID-19 is a new virus to which no one has immunity. That means more people are susceptible to infection. Some will suffer severe disease. That's what he told us. Globally, about 3.4% of reported COVID-19 cases have died. That's what they told us, which is about 3.5 times what a bad flu season is. That's what they told
us. That's what they told us. What the reality is?
Not. Let me keep reading the article. This statement caused a global panic. We, however, knew it was wrong, and we wrote about it. Talk about this is Gateway Pundit.
Yeah.
The WHO leaders. Now, the head of the WHO. Oh, I can't even pronounce it. I'm not even going to try. I'm not even going to justify his name.
Mossback.
Mossback troll that lives near Ruth Gator Ginsburg.
Underneath the bridge.
The WHO, he was a part of a Marxist organization.
Yep.
He was the head of Ethiopia. He was tied in. He's like this with Bill Gates.
He's like this with the
Clinton Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton said he's one of the most capable politicians he's ever known.
Come across. He's ever bribed.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah.
The WHO. So anyway, so that's who we're talking about. China loves him.
That'll give you all you need to know about him.
Another great thing that Trump, you want to sit here and make lists? Hey, Trump withdrew money from the WHO, and that's their leader?
Yeah.
Hey, that was a big deal.
That's China's man.
That's China's man. That's Bill Gates' man. That's Bill Clinton's man.
Fauci's man. All of the above.
All of the above. The WHO leader's coronavirus death rate number 3.4 was false. The Gateway Pundit reported that the coronavirus fatality reported by the liberal mainstream media, I'd say corporate media, it's not mainstream anymore. Was completely inaccurate and the actual rate more typical to a seasonal flu. The media was lying again. Dr. Fauci and Birx next pushed ridiculous and highly exaggerated mortality rates related to coronavirus. You can see the article. There's a lot of different links and whatever. You can go down some of the specific information.
Yeah, if you're under 50, you have about the same chance.
You got a better chance of getting hit by lightning.
That's exactly right. There's 4,500 people get hit by lightning in America every year. And if you're under 50 and healthy,
you got about the same chance. The CDC, again, going by their own, this is their statistics.
Mm-hmm.
In America, those 180,000, and this was a few days ago, I saw this, but around 180,000 supposedly deaths of coronavirus.
Yeah.
127,000 of those. 127. So
car crashes.
No. Good guess, but that's 66%. That's 66%. Yeah. Uh-huh. 66% of those numbers are people over 65.
Yeah.
So it's elderly people who are dying,
right,
who have comorbidities.
Yes.
I mean, this is obvious. And we know about the car crashes or somebody drives into
motorcycle,
a mountain.
Motorcycle crashes.
The motorcycle
crashes.
Goes off the side of a hill.
Yeah.
Oh, he must have died. He tripped over coronavirus.
No, he stopped. He dropped dead of coronavirus. and then had a crash.
Yeah, and then hit his head on the rocks below. Yeah. I mean, we laugh. It's sad. But God
that's
almighty.
That's what they're doing.
It looks like the vast majority of positive COVID results should have been negative. Here's another huge story out of town hall.
It's all nonsense.
Testing. That's how Pelosi and the Democrats say we'll defeat the coronavirus. Meanwhile, President Trump and his administration are conducting Operation Warp Speed at breakneck pace to develop therapeutics, diagnostic, and a vaccine for the Wuhan flu. We were concerned about Trump and this vaccine push, his talk. I think, and I've been told my contacts, I think, calm down a little bit. I had to get off the roof a little bit. I think a lot of this is a little bit of a gambit, and you saw what he came up with. We have a big announcement about the COVID. What did he come out with? We have a therapeutic. We have a plasma therapeutic.
I heard it was that he was going to put that money into that hydroxychloroquine.
Supposedly. I haven't confirmed this, but I've started to hear some thoughts enough to bring it up. Supposedly, this plasma treatment has elements of hydroxy in it.
Yes. That's what I've heard. Yep.
So
maybe it's a combination. Then,
you know. So maybe that's what they're
talking about. You know, I heard this about a month, just about what the time that they came out with it. I heard behind the scenes that it was a hydroxychloroquine. You know, so it makes sense that it would be a combination of the plasma and the
other part of these tests. And we've heard other people, you know, David Icke, Rappaport, these tests. Everybody, you could get anybody to test positive
absolutely
for this. Virtually anybody. You, with a PCR test, and you do it the right way, you can have virtually anybody test positive for this.
Yes.
And according to the New York Times, that bastion of conservatism, potentially 90% of those who have tested positive for COVID-19 have such insignificant amounts of the virus present in their bodies that such individuals do not need to isolate, nor are they candidates for contact tracing.
Yeah,
this is the New York Times.
According to Rappaport, they're not really reading the COVID. They have little tiny little droplets of some other thing that they're counting as COVID.
I've said the story a couple times. I'm going to say it again. I think it is very important. We're seeing in Canada this is happening a lot more. I was in a small town, relatively small town, Idaho, at my mother-in-law's. We were getting pizza, and we're there in the restaurant. You go up and you order, like a lot of restaurants, you order, and then they'll take it to your table, or they call you or whatever. I go place my order. The lady wants to know my phone number. I'm like, I said, this isn't to go. I mean, I'm right here. You see me? I'm right here.
Maybe she thought you were cute.
Maybe. God willing, right? If only. I'm right here.
Yeah.
What are you calling? What do you need my phone number for? Why? You're not going to call me. I'm right here. I'll be right here at this table. When it's done, I will be right here.
Mm-hmm. Shuffle it over to me.
Yeah. As long as it's under 30 minutes that this pizza, I will be here for the next 45 minutes. If you can produce a pizza, I will be right here at this table. And she says, oh, this is for the CDC. They need a number for contact, you know, she didn't say contact tracing, for COVID tracing. That's what she said. And my mother-in-law just, her jaw like hit. Because we've been talking about this.
Yeah.
This is a small town, Idaho.
Small town, Idaho.
They want my phone number so they can, you know, so then somebody comes in with their BS testing. And you can see where this is going. You can see this in other countries. And it's like, oh, that's conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory, let me tell you what's happened. Especially Australia, you've seen this in Spain. Okay, a situation where, so the mother and father had tested positive for COVID. Or the mother tested positive for COVID. The father's still in the home, but the mom's got COVID. Well, the children have to be safe, so the state comes in and takes the children.
Yep.
And says, and it's because you now you were in a restaurant with somebody that tested positive for COVID. Can't rely on the test. New York Times is even saying that. New York Times is saying you cannot rely on these tests. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I mean, I am saying that, but in this case, I'm quoting the New York Times. New York Times is saying these tests are unreliable.
Especially the way they were counting. And if you had COVID, they automatically counted 15. So that inflated the numbers crazy.
So if you're in a restaurant, so if I give this lady my phone number, and it comes to find out that one of the people that works there, they go to one of these testing things, they get tested. It goes to their work. All those numbers, that phone numbers in the database that they collected, they all get contacted. And then in other countries, not quite that way here, but well, now all these people are forced to be tested. And that now you know these tests aren't reliable, so a certain percentage of them are going to be positive. Oh, you tested positive, now we're going to take your children. I mean, you see what this is going to control and the incrementalization. And that this whole thing and the orchestration behind it, it's brilliant in one way, in a very devious way, in a very evil way, but it is what it is. And so we sit here telling that we're supposed to be afraid of our shadow and give up all our liberty and give up our Bill of Rights and tear down statues of Thomas Jefferson because of some what? For what? You can go to hell. Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about it.
You got a better chance of getting hit by lightning.
Right.
Are you scared of lightning?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody scared of lightning except somebody who got hit.
Yeah, that probably changed your opinion.
I knew somebody who got hit 3 times by lightning.
So
and
every
still
time,
lived.
So every time it rains outside, they get a little nervous.
Oh,
It's like food poisoning at Panda. I got food poisoning at Panda Express.
Yeah.
And it was like 15 years before I could eat at Panda Express again.
Yeah.
Because it, like, the
well,
smell
last
of
time
it.
He got hit by lightning, he couldn't walk for like 8 months.
Dude!
Yeah.
Leading public health experts are now concerned that overtesting is responsible for misdiagnosing. Overtesting? How can a overtesting be responsible for misdiagnosing? Is a test accurate or is it not?
Simple. It's either or.
It is or it isn't?
Yeah.
So this overtesting causing problems. Well, then you're telling me there's a problem with the test.
Yeah, or who reads the test.
Or who reads the test. Great point. I didn't think about that.
That's right.
Either one.
There's no no on it when you check the box. There's no.
It's not like those pregnancy tests when you pee on the stick and a plus sign comes up. Plus or minus. Easy. Plus or minus. Where's the pee test for the
They don't have it on it.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More news. And then Dean Ryan, you're listening to the Power Hour. So good to be with you.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
OxyLift, OxySulfur, Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen himself will be here tomorrow. He's a crazy guy. You can talk to him for a long time about a lot of different subjects. He's pretty interesting. Oh, maybe we'll go down some of these rabbit holes with him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I agree with all these people, but, let's start having some interesting conversations. The Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Richard Mack and Pocket Constitution. These are very important. They're very important tools. Sheriff Mack is coming this week. I love Sheriff Mack. I wouldn't say he's my favorite guest. He's one of my favorite. My favorites are McCanny and Daniel Estlin. I guess I shouldn't say that out loud, but those are my favorite, just my favorite. And Wayne Elliott. I love Wayne Elliott too.
Wayne's great.
Richard Mack, love. But here's what I will say. Richard Mack is the most important guest have on.
Yeah.
The most important guest, the most important hour of this whole week will be, it'll be Wednesday, the 2nd, September 2nd. He's going to be here for an hour. This is the most important guest in this information and processing and understanding it and then using it. The tide is turning on this. The people are starting to comprehend this. Sheriffs are starting to comprehend this. This is a very good sign. And so you got this little booklet that you can share with people, hand it to your sheriff, hand it to your county commissioner, what have you. Ancient magnesium, body butter, the lotion. I use this lotion. Where is this?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. We're not on video today or I'd hold this up. This ancient magnesium lotion cool relief by Good Health Naturally, Robert Redfern, is fantastic. You put it on sore muscles, what have you. It works great. Loosen up magnesium, some of the other products we have. T-shirts.
Oh, I love my T-shirts.
I still don't have one that fits me yet, so we're working on that. But the shoes
you're
are...
You're 7'6". It's hard to fit something like that.
Yeah. The T-shirts, they look amazing. The logo looks
beautiful.
Amazing.
I've had three people so far come up to me and say, that's beautiful.
three people, and you only see four people out in public. So that's really good.
I
went to Walmart this weekend. Yeah. You remember last week I said that the number was down to like 30%. Mm-hmm. Well, I went this weekend, and it was up to about 50%, I would say, 50-55%. So
are they asking at the door for
cookies? No. There's no sign. There's no nothing.
There's no nothing, yeah.
North American Urban Spice, the Oregano P73 Juice, and Cass said that even dogs with heartworms, you can give them the P73 juice, and it gets rid of all worms, not just heartworm, whatever, just regular worms, what have you. I'm going to try this. Our dog, I mean, we live out here in the country, yeah. So it'll be a good thing. She's getting older, and so we'll check that out. Purely C bulk powder, Zeotrex, get rid of heavy metals, Dr. Group's formula, OxyLift, Healthy Balance. Healthy Balance is a great way to get minerals, the Mother Earth, the ionic minerals right under your tongue. We haven't had him on in a long time. I really like talking to Truot. The Tranquil, if you feel a little edge, feel a little anxiety, that kind of thing.
Take a couple of them. It smooths everything out.
Dr. Pfeiffer really hit on something here, and people are reporting. I have not tried it, but people have tried it are telling us that, hey, this is calming people down. This is really working.
Yep.
So, Optivita Vitamin D, of course, is always important. Astaxanthin, Essential Digestive Plus, Hyzorb Q10, all the other great products, Topperson, the whole, the whole gambit over at The Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. If you have any questions or comments here, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944, would like to hear from you. If there's anything on your mind, we're just going to continue on with the news. And Dean Ryan's going to come at the top of the hour. Important story. Now, we've had guests on talk about cryptocurrencies. We've had people tell us that we shouldn't have guests on talk about cryptocurrencies.
Yes.
I disagree. Obviously, we're having them on. Respectfully disagree. Whether you agree with this cryptocurrency or whatever, it is shaping the economic landscape. And understanding this, if you don't understand cryptocurrencies and blockchain, then you can't really understand where we're at.
Where
now.
We're going.
Where we're at. We're really where we're at.
Yeah.
And going.
And going.
One of the things that was said by Crypto J, China will be the first to come out with a digital currency. Joseph Meyer said the same thing. Several other people. China will be first. China's supposed to lead the way. I've also been told they don't have 3,000 tons of gold. They have 20 or 30,000 mm-hmm. tons of gold.
So they got something to back it with.
And they're going
to
back it or at least tie it loosely or what have you. Out of Fortune magazine, inside China's drive for digital currency dominance. In the 13th century, Kublai Khan, the Mongolian empire who founded China's Yuan dynasty, upended monetary convention with a magisterial edict. Accept my money or die.
Or die, yeah.
The threat of execution was not so novel. Khan's true innovation lay in his refashioning of money itself. The grandson of Genghis Khan realized he could finance his realm untethered to finite supplies of precious metals. So this is China's kind of their role in money.
Mm-hmm.
Medieval Europeans were dumbfounded by Polo's report. What was his report? That, talking about the Silk Road, instead he could tap a boundless, lightweight resource and make money grow on trees, literally. Talking about Genghis Khan, or Kublai Khan. Mulberry trees, to be exact. In a contemporary account, Marco Polo, the wandering merchant of Venice, marveled at, quote, how the great Khan causeth the bark of trees made into something like paper to pass for money overall in his country. The banknotes were issued, he wrote, with as much solemnity and authority as if they were of pure gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Medieval Europeans were dumbfounded by this report, but the emperor was ahead of his time.
Sure
fiat
was.
Currencies, descendants of Kublai Khan's, backed by government, edict rather than hard assets, are standard everywhere today. Fast forward to the century, and China, once again, is remaking money. Except this time, it is a paper currency that's getting tossed. China is going digital. And while things didn't end well for the Mongols that printed themselves into hyperinflation and lost the throne, Chinese current leaders have something far more stable and enduring in mind. A gold-backed, gold-tied, gold-something to some degree. We don't know exactly what it's looking like, but that's what people in the know are telling us and speculating and telling us.
Mm-hmm.
And a digital currency. This is lockdown. This is, in some ways, these digital currencies, this blockchain is awesome. It is awesome. And in other ways, it is nightmarish.
True.
And so...
So we'll see how it pans
which
out.
Ways they're going to
go.
I
don't know.
In China, forced medication accompanies lockdown. When police arrested the middle-aged Uyghur woman at the height of Chinese coronavirus outbreak, she was crammed into a cell with dozens of other women in a detention center. There, she was forced to drink a medicine that made her feel weak and nauseous, guards watching as she gulped. She and others also had to strip naked once a week and cover their faces as guards hosed them down with a disinfectant. It was scalding, recounts the woman. My hands were ruined. My skin was peeling.
Wow.
This is when the government thinks that you're not endowed.
Right.
When the government thinks that you're not sovereign. When the government thinks that you are cattle. This is how cattle are treated. This is what they think of you. And this is the battle lines. And everybody who calls themselves a Christian, whether you realize it or not, the very act of being who you are will be in defiance of them. And right now, anybody who reads the Bible, anybody who sees the environment of the discussion and how people make conservative comments, and now they're getting fired. Their Facebook posts are getting canceled. How long do you think it'll be before this cancel culture turns on the Bible? Right now, they don't because they're scared.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they're going to go. It has nothing to do with them. It has to do with us. What will we tolerate?
That's
what
right.
will we allow?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that right now because they're scared, because in America, that will make the Christians wake up too quick. And they want to keep
we
it.
We got guns.
They want to keep people just all calm.
That's right.
How long do you think it's going to be? But if we keep going down, it's before what's canceled is the Bible. So if you believe in the Bible, well, you're not legitimate. You're not part of society. You can't have a job. You can't da 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 da. Just fill in the blank. This is already happening in China.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is here.
Yeah.
So you have you. You know, I'm gonna point my finger. I'm gonna point my finger to everybody listening. If you're new to listening, hey, you're part of the charge. If you know this at all, hey, you're part of the army. You're here, ladies and gentlemen. This is it.
Stand up.
This is it. You have to decide what's gonna work for you. You have to decide to do something. I'm begging you for my children, for your children. You know, if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for other people.
Yeah.
You know this stuff. You have to do something.
And praying is a good start.
Praying. You can certainly pray, Christians, can't you?
Yeah.
You can pray. And you proclaim. Take the scriptures. Take certain promises in the scriptures and read them out loud. And proclaim them on.
Yeah, declare.
On,
make a declaration. Yep.
You know, that's what they do. They curse us.
Yep, they sure do.
Or they get us to curse ourselves through their actions. And then so the accuser, that's what Satan's called, the accuser of the brethren.
Mm-hmm.
So then he's like Job is on the throne, basically. Well, see what they're doing. You told them to do this and they're doing that. So now they're cursed. So now we're borrowing and not lending. We're having trouble having children.
Yeah.
Our crops aren't growing.
Nope.
Foreigners are coming into our country. And I don't care at all what you think politically about any of those statements. That is what is happening. And that is exactly the pattern in the Bible.
Yeah.
The blessing and cursing that is irrevocably decreed on America through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the believers in the world. There's an irrevocable decree on the children of God and those who believe in him and his gospel. Irrevocable. If that sounds too religious, that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Then the Declaration of Independence is too religious for you. That's where we are.
A lot of them, yeah.
Maryland state employee fired for social media post supporting Kenosha shooting suspect.
Well, I hope so. I hope he's got a good lawyer. I think he's going in for a big payday.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's administration on Saturday said it fired an employee for posting, quote, divisive images and statements. Divisive. See, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is their stupid speech.
What happens when somebody posts a meme with a verse from the Bible? So what is that divisive
fired.
Too? Divisive too?
Yeah, of course he gets fired.
Okay, so how long, ladies and gentlemen, are we until that? And see, this is what I've been telling you over and over. I've had emails saying I go too far with the Declaration of Independence. No, you don't understand what I'm saying. There is no covenant in force in China. You can't have a Bible.
Right.
In the United States of America, the Declaration of Independence, which is a covenant,
right.
It is a fulfillment of the promise on the House of Israel. People don't understand that. It is. It is a covenant. Read it. But we pledge our name, our sacred honor, and our fortunes to this principle.
Yeah.
We sacrifice everything. with faith in the Creator that we'll do that. It is a covenant.
Yes.
Because of that covenant, we are living off the fumes of our founding mm-hmm. fathers and what they did. And because of that covenant is still in force, it is despite everything that we have done,
yep.
every effort to discard all these things, the covenant that is on us because of our founding fathers, it still allows you to walk down the street with a Bible.
Correct.
But that covenant and that hedge and that protection and that wall is getting thinner by the day.
It's waning.
So you talk about, well, it's not as... Ladies and gentlemen, there's very few things in this world, very few things in this world that are more important than the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maryland, anyway, continuing this story, this guy fired. Arthur MacLove IV served as deputy director of the governor's office of community initiatives, which connects Marylanders to economic, volunteer, and human service opportunities. Whatever that means, and oversees the governor's ethnic and cultural commissions, according to the Washington Post. Love's social media posts were reportedly in support of the 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse in Wisconsin, yeah. who, you know, was running for his life and shot the people pursuing him.
Yeah.
He was accused of fatally shooting two people and wounded another after traveling to Kenosha to protect businesses following the police shooting.
Well, I support him too.
Well, you're going to be fired if you work for if you work for Maryland. And this is what he copied a post. One of his posts says, "Don't be a thug if you can't take a slug." You know, a little inflammatory, but you know, if you don't want to get shot, then don't rob people.
Yeah, then don't burn. Yeah, I agree.
Don't burn businesses if you don't want to get shot. If you're complaining that your life is threatened, because then don't be out there throwing bricks through windows.
That seems. Sort of tame.
It's a little provocative. He says it in a provocative way, but this is nothing. I mean, this is nothing crazy, is
no.
it?
No. No.
I don't think so.
It's just an edict.
Then he released the following statement. These divisive images and statements, talking about the governor's office. These divisive images and statements are inconsistent. Now listen to these words. Listen to these words, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they've tried to do
to
you.
They've tricked us.
These statements, meaning his support of Kyle Rittenhouse and saying that these people shouldn't riot, these statements are inconsistent with the, quote, mission and core values of the Office of Community of Initiatives. So what they just told you is support of somebody who is in legal hot water for protecting businesses and defending himself against somebody who shot first at him is against the mission and core values of this office of Maryland, the state.
Right.
The state.
It's so the state's against self-defense.
It's against the core values of the state mm-hmm. to be able to say, do you see this? Has this ever been more obvious? Mm-hmm. Can this be any clearer?
He's got a big lawsuit there.
I hope so.
I hope so. It takes them for everything they got.
Earlier today, I relieved this employee of his duties. These posts are obviously totally inappropriate.
Is he fired or is he just suspended?
Yeah, fired.
Okay.
These posts are obviously totally inappropriate. It's totally inappropriate to support Kyle Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm. We do have free speech in this country.
So it's inappropriate to have free speech?
Okay. That's what he's saying.
Well, inappropriate's way different than getting fired. These things are inappropriate. Okay, but still got to work here.
He didn't say it.
I think they're inappropriate.
Yeah.
Okay, you think they're inappropriate. Good. I'll go back to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. I don't care if you think it. I think they're appropriate. You think they're inappropriate. Mm-hmm. I think they're appropriate.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, we're going to go one step further.
I did it outside of work, so you have no jurisdiction.
Boy, isn't that interesting? I mean, we didn't even mention that.
Yeah.
This is on social media, Facebook.
Yeah.
As they have worked to choke our voices, God now works to choke their voices.
Yes, I agree. Absolutely.
God now, I curse them.
Oh, I love that. I love it.
As they have worked to choke our voice and to stop our expression, God now works to choke their voice and their expression.
Absolutely.
Sevenfold. And sevenfold what they have done to the American people.
Curse them and their children. How many generations does that go down?
You gotta be careful with curses. Just don't be flying them around there. You gotta be careful what you say. 3 and 4 generations, the Bible says.
I think so.
Unless you release it. I'm grateful that conservatives are rallying behind this kid. He genuinely seems like a good person. That's what this guy got fired for. That's what he got fired for.
Yeah, the guy was helping people that were hurt.
This is the post that this guy got fired for.
Yeah.
He said, I'm grateful that conservatives are rallying behind this kid, meaning Kyle Rittenhouse. He genuinely seems like a good person.
Yeah, he was down giving first aid to people that got knocked down, got cuts and got bruises and stuff like that. It was there giving him aid.
Wisconsin governor asked Trump to, quote, reconsider Kenosha visit. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers asked President Trump to reconsider his upcoming visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin, as the city continues to be roiled by protests after the black man was shot several times in the back by police last weekend. They got to always say that. I've read so many articles, and the article has nothing to do with the Jacob Blake getting shot, not shot, whatever.
Right.
But they make darn sure that they mention it and put it in, and that he was, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Maybe Donald Trump's going there to relieve him of command.
He can't relieve the governor of command.
I'm just saying, maybe so.
He can't relieve the governor of command.
He can do anything he wants.
No, he can't.
Treason.
What's treason?
Letting all those people riot.
He's not making them riot. The governor's not letting them riot. He can't. Jeez. See, do you want him to be a dictator?
No, I don't.
Well, that's a dictator move.
I don't think so.
We have the rule of law in this country.
I think it's in the Constitution.
No, for what? Let's hear it.
Anarchy.
Well, that's the police's job.
Well, if the police don't do it, who's going
to
do it?
Well, the governor has a responsibility to the state. If he wants federal help, he can ask for federal help. If he doesn't ask for federal help, then there's no reason for them to come in there.
There's all sorts of statutes that Trump can go in there under federal statutes.
Well, so you're saying he can make up anything?
They're already on the books.
So he can come up with something and make it fit.
He can make it fit. Yes, absolutely. There's already
so he can subvert the Constitution.
I disagree.
Wisconsin Governor. Anyway, we read that one. Biden to accuse Trump of inciting violence in Pittsburgh. you just told me Trump's trying to squelch all this, and now Biden's telling me that was Trump throwing bricks out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Melania Trump dropping off wheelbarrows full of bricks?
Yeah. Is that the real Biden or the hologram of Biden saying that?
My uncle said something so funny. You know, Punxsutawney Phil, Groundhog Day. He comes out, sees his shadow.
Yep.
Well, Punxsutawney Joe is about to come out of his basement. Yep. He saw his shadow, so that means 4 more years of Trump.
4 more years of Trump.
He may believe mouthing the words law and order makes him strong, but his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an arm. Ooh, okay, I see where he's going with this. Stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how weak he is. So, standing up for your communities, how do you know it's their Trump supporters that are stopping the rioting?
They don't.
How do you know, Joe? I mean, I would like to say some of these things and bring these things out. How do you know, Joe? How do you know those are Trump supporters? They're becoming Trump supporters because the Democratic Party is not doing anything. You talk about fomenting violence.
Yeah.
So standing up for outside your business with a gun and not letting anybody break into it is fomenting violence.
Mm-hmm. According to him.
And defending your home, defending your business, do you see the ideology? This is 1984. This is black is white. This is 2 + 2 = 5. This is war.
Up is down.
War is peace. Peace is slavery. War is peace. Peace is slavery.
Mm-hmm.
This is doublespeak. This is gaslighting. This is all of the above.
All of the above.
And this is very high level.
And dangerous.
Adele slammed for wearing Bantu knots and Jamaica flag bikini. Stop it for good. So Adele, you know Adele the singer.
Yeah.
Boy, unbelievable like voice.
Yeah, unbelievable voice.
She, there's a Caribbean festival in Britain that's all but canceled. So to celebrate it, she got, her hair in those Bantu knots like Jamaicans, and she wore a flag, Jamaica flag on her mm-hmm. outfit. And she says, you know, hey, you know, whatever. And she gets attacked. Oh, this is cultural appropriation. And people from Jamaica were like, what are you talking about? Yeah. They started writing, we want the flag to be everywhere. Well, this is great. What kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. How to be white people.
Yeah. The people from actual Jamaica.
They loved it.
They loved it.
Yeah.
New York City to do virtual inspections of gyms set to reopen. What does that mean?
I guess it's, those people that knock down the doors to open up their gym there.
A video call between gym operator and a health department worker. And so it's, I can't even read this stuff. It's, U.S. to tighten Venezuela sanctions against gas after gasoline seizures. The Trump administration is reportedly considering ending all Venezuela oil sanctions exemptions in October. Quote, whatever oil business is left has to be completed by the deadline. A spokesman from the state to spark. Can't even talk. Go. Now we have the music. Now we're actually time to go. Dean Ryan's on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, grandmother shows off 24-year-old McDonald's burger kept in closet, says she says has not rotted. Have you seen that story out of Fox?
That.
Yeah, you think you want to eat a McDonald's burger?
We heard that when we, a long time ago.
Psychedelic therapy draws vets to jungle retreats. Hail Mary. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.